Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing something very jungle, very old school, and very effective. Turning a vocal into tape dust. Not a lead vocal, not a pop top line. More like ghost phrases, radio smudges, one-word shouts, and little bits of human texture that glue the roller together and push momentum forward without stealing space from the drums and bass. We're in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level, and the main theme is resampling. Because the secret sauce here isn't just building a cool effect chain, it's printing multiple usable audio tools, chopping them fast, and arranging them like section markers. That's how those classic rollers feel like they're evolving even, when the drums are basically doing their job on loop. First, set the stage so the vocal texture reacts to the groove instead of fighting it. Set your tempo somewhere in the drum and bass zone. I like 172 BPM as a starting point. Get your drums and bass running first. Even a basic two-step or an amen-based loop is fine, but have it playing. You want to hear immediately if the vocal haze is stepping on the snare crack, the hat pocket, or the bass weight. Now create three of the audio tracks. Track 1. Vocal source. This is the clean sample. Track 2. Vocal texture. This is where the processing lives. Track 3. Resample print. This is where we record the results. Optional but helpful. Group the first two tracks into a group called VOX, so later you can automate or mute the whole vocal world in one move. Next, pick the right vocal material, because this part matters more than people think. Old school friendly vocals are characterful, not pristine. Spoken lines, MC phrases, documentary snippets, breathy vowels like ah and ooh, whispers, adlibs, and the classic jungle move. One word with a nice tail. Listen, rewind, danger. Even something totally random can work if the rhythm and tone are right. Drop your sample onto vocal source and turn warp on. Use complex for most phrases. If it's a short shout and you want it to stay punchy, try beats mode with transient preservation. Get it tight enough to the grid that it locks with the groove, but don't overpolish it. In jungle, tiny timing imperfections can actually read as vibe. Quick coach note before we process. Trim the vocal clip so it starts and ends cleanly. Add tiny fades, like 2 to 8 milliseconds, so nothing clicks when you later chop aggressively. This is one of those boring steps that makes everything feel professional later. Now we build the tape dust chain on vocal texture, using only stock Ableton devices. Important routing step. Set vocal texture audio from to your vocal source. Usually PostFX is perfect if you want the raw sample feeding the chain. If you want source track volume automation included, go PostMixer. Either way is valid, just be intentional. Now add devices in this order. First, EQ8. Think like a junglist. Make space for the drums and bass. Put a high-pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. If your bass is heavy, lean higher. If the vocal is super thin, lean lower, but don't let it muddy the low end. Then a gentle low pass around 8 to 12 kHz for that tape vibe and to avoid fighting cymbals and air. If the vocal pokes through the snare zone, dip a little around 2.5 to 4 kHz. Not a giant scoop, just enough that the snare keeps its authority. Second, saturator. This is where the tape-ish weight comes in. Set the mode to soft sign. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then level match with the output so you're not tricking yourself into thinking louder is better. If peaks get spiky, turn on soft clip. You're not trying to smash it. You're trying to give it a worn edge. Third, redux. This is your dust and grain, but subtle. Subtle. Downsample somewhere like 1.10 to 1.60. Most of the magic is in downsampling, not hardcore bit reduction. Bit reduction can be 0 to 2, often even 0. Then set dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Teacher tip. If you hear oh wow, that's obviously bit crushed. You've probably gone too far for a background texture. The goal is patina. Not a gimmick. Fourth, audio filter. This is movement, and movement equals momentum. Choose an LP12 or LP24. Start the frequency around 2 to 6 kHz. Resonance around 0.20 to 0.40. Turn on the LFO. Synced. Try a rate of 1/8 or 1/4, with a small amount, like 5 to 15%. If it feels like it's ducking in an awkward way, try flipping the LFO phase to 180 degrees. Sometimes that instantly makes it feel like it's breathing with the groove instead of against it. Fifth, chorus ensemble, but we're not going full shiny wide EDM. We're going subtle haze. Mode, chorus, amount, 10 to 25%. Rate slow, around 0.15 to 0.40 Hz. Width 70 to 120%. Mix 10 to 25%. You want weight that feels like space, not wit, that screams effect. Sixth, reverb, make it a ghost, not a wash. Size around 20 to 40%. Decay 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the vocal still has a little definition. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz. High cut 6 to 9 kHz. Dry slash wet 10 to 20%. And here's the big warning. If your reverb isn't high-passed, it'll cloud the whole low end and your sub will feel weak. This is one of the most common reasons my mix feels small happens. Seventh, utility. Final control. Set width somewhere like 90 to 130% depending on how bed-like you want it. Then set gain so it sits behind the drums. This often ends up around minus 12 to minus 20 dB. Don't panic if it's quiet. This is meant to be felt. Extra coach move. While you're performing your resample passes, temporarily drop a limiter at the very end of the vocal texture chain. Ceiling around minus 6 dB. Just catching occasional spikes. This lets you get expressive with saturation and redux moments without random overs. You don't have to keep the limiter in the final mix. It's more like a safety rail while you perform. Also, Live 12 gives you great metering. Put a spectrum at the end of the chain and compare it mentally to where your snare lives. If your vocal dust is building a hump around 180 to 400 Hz, you're muddying the groove. If it's building a hump around 2 to 5 kHz, you're blurring snare attack and presence, even if the fader looks low. Fix it at the EQ, not just with volume. Now, we add the tape moments. Old tape character is imperfection plus events, not constant distortion. So automate in a way that tells a story. Automate the auto filter frequency to dip slightly on the last beat of every two bars. Just a little blink. Automate reverb dry slash wet to rise into fills, like the last half bar of bar 8. Or leading into bar 16. Automate redux dry slash wet to spike briefly on transitions, like a dust flick. Arrangement rule that works every time. Every 8 bars, do one noticeable move. 1, not 5. That's how you keep the roller evolving without changing the drums every 2 seconds. Now we commit. Resampling time. You've got two options. Option A is the easy global way. On resample print, set audio from to resampling. Arm the track. Hit record, and capture 16 to 32 bars while you tweak your automation or knobs. Option B is cleaner and I recommend it. On vocal texture, set audio to the resample print. Then record only that track's output. This avoids master bus surprises, like a limiter or clipper changing the vibe, and it keeps your level consistent across takes. When you record, don't just record one perfect setting. Commit multiple roles. That's the mindset shift. Print a take that's a constant bed. Print a take that emphasizes the hook phrase. Print a take that's mostly transition tails and reverb blooms. Print a take that's gritty punctuation, where redux jumps out for a moment. After recording, listen through and grab the best sections. Consolidate with Control or CMDJ so you have clean chunks. Turn warp on for the printed audio. For airy beds, complex works well. For tighter, dusty chops, try tones mode and play with grain size around 20 to 40. Sometimes that artifact is exactly the old sampler blur we want. Now chop your resampled audio into momentum tools. This is where rollers happen. Tool 1. The dust bed loop. Find a section with minimal harsh consonants, maybe more vowel, breath, or tail. Loop it at one bar or two bars. Use clip fade so the loop doesn't click. Keep it low. It should feel like the track got deeper, not like a vocal enter. Tool 2. The hook smear. Pick a memorable syllable plus its tail. Make it a two-bar clip. Then do a classic trick. Make a short reverse lead-in. Duplicate the clip. Reverse the duplicate. And use a fade so it ramps into the hook. That reverse whisper before the hit is instant jungle language. Place this every 8 or 16 bars so it becomes identity. Tool 3. The fill tail. Grab a reverb-heavy tail. Maybe half a bar. This is the thing you drop right before a drum fill or a tiny dropout to create glue and tension. Tool 4. The one-shot shout. Chop a single word, or even a consonant bite. Here's your swing sauce. Nudge it slightly late, like 5 to 20 milliseconds, for human pocket, or slightly early for urgency. And don't only move the clip. Try changing the start offset inside the clip while keeping it on the grid. That gives you variation in articulation without rewriting your arrangement. Now let's arrange for timeless roller momentum. Here's a simple 32-bar drop template you can rely on. Bars 1 through 8. Establish the groove. Bring the dust bed in from bar 1. Very low. Drop one shout around bar 4 is punctuation. Keep movement minimal. You're setting the floor. Bars 9 through 16. Introduce identity. Hit the hook smear on bar 9. This is your row. This is the tune moment. Duplicate the dust bed and pitch it up 7 semitones or down 5 semitones. Keep it quiet, like a shadow color. Increase reverb slightly into the bar 16 fill. Bars 17 through 24, call and response with the drums. Place shouts on bar 19 and bar 23. Use silence as a weapon. Mute the dust bed for half a bar before a snare fill. When it comes back, the drums feel bigger even though you didn't change the break. Bars 25 through 32, tape wear climax. Automate redux mix up a bit, like plus 5 to 10%. Not forever, just for escalation. Add a reverse tail leading into bar 33, like a little vacuum pull into the next phrase. In the final bar, pull the filter down so it gets darker, then snap it back at the reset. That contrast reads like structure. Core idea. Your vocals are arrangement markers. They signal sections and chapter changes without requiring dramatic drum edits. Let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid the traps. Mistake 1. Too loud, too literal. If you can understand every word clearly all the time, it's probably no longer texture. Pull it down, low pass it more, or chop it into less intelligible pieces. Mistake 2. Overwidening. Wide vocal haze can smear snare presence. If your snare suddenly feels less centered or less sharp, rein in width with utility, or keep the mid more controlled. Mistake 3. Reverb low end. If your reverb isn't filtered, you'll lose punch and your sub will feel cloudy. Mistake 4. No commitment. Endless tweaking kills momentum. Print 3 to 5 takes. Choose. Move on.